from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Scotty Scheffler, yeah. Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele.
Schauffele and Schlafler?
Three major winners in that golf tournament.
Yeah.
Or in the Olympics.
So what do they have to do to win gold? Just go out there and hit the lowest score in one round of 18? Or is
no.
it?
No. It's a process of elimination.
Is it? So is it always 18? Or are they going to wake up one morning and go, all right, you're playing nine today? Or
do you maybe know how match play works?
I don't know.
So if you have more holes won than there are holes left, you win. That's why it's 3-2. So if you're up three with two holes left to play, they
you're
can't
done.
It's 3-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you playing like you're playing individual though? It's not team golf.
No.
Okay. Why don't they do a team competition like the Ryder Cup for the Olympics?
Mm-hmm. No. Because you have the Ryder Cup. And it's every 2 years.
All right, that's fair.
It's kind of like, why don't the men above 19 play in the World Cup or in the Olympics for soccer? It's because, like, I guess they have the World Cup. I don't know. I've never really actually understood that. I'm just kind of going there.
Are they allowing the people who went to the LIV Tour to play in the Olympics, or have they been canceled?
That I actually don't know the actual answer to that question. But I know that Bryson isn't on the team.
Bryson DeChambeau?
Yeah, Kepka's not on it or anything like that. But I think they are, because I think John Ram is for Spain. I think he's playing for Team Spain. And there's probably others that are playing as well. So Dusty blew right by the Justin Rose comment. LOL. Well done, Bob. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Five states names. Oh, by the way, Cardi B is filing for divorce from Offset, so you have a chance if things don't go well with you and the wife.
Oh.
If you were ever interested. From the Kansas text line, Wheat, Jayhawk, I don't know, Speedway, Oz. I don't know what those are. Went to that error. Moving on. The Kansas City Royals, Bob. You're not super, you know, diving into the fact that they absolutely smashed the competition over this last three games, the Chicago White Sox. You were supposed to do
You're
that.
You're supposed to do that.
We have a different conversation, like I said earlier, if they win 2 out of 3.
Right.
If they only win 1 of 3,
right.
We have a different conversation.
Much different conversation.
Very much.
Right.
You did exactly what you were supposed to do. Which
and you never get credit for doing what you're supposed to do, right?
Not like normally.
Like in any walk of life, wherever you are in your life,
right.
You never get credit for what you're supposed to do. You do not get credit for that ever, ever, ever. You get blame when you don't do what you're supposed to do, and maybe you get kudos if you do a little bit more than is expected, but a lot of times you don't. So
right.
The Royals did what they were supposed to. They beat up on a really bad team that right now is arguably maybe the worst team that we've ever seen in Major League Baseball. It is a hard watch to watch the Chicago White Sox. I was watching, obviously, yesterday, and I'm watching this team. I'm like, God, they are just not a good baseball team right now. So you've got to go out there and take care of business, and the Royals did that, and that's awesome. You've got to stack wins when you have the opportunity to stack wins. again, with the Tigers coming up. 3 out of 4 at the bare minimum against the Tigers. That's a team who traded one of their better pitchers in Jack Flaherty the other day. Gone. They're breaking down this team. They're getting ready for next season. You've got to take advantage of that, because after this weekend, then you've got Boston. Then you've got Minnesota. Then you've got the Guardians. Then you've got, you know, Houston. And then you've got the Yankees. Like, the month of August after this opening weekend is going to be a bear for the Kansas City Royals. And so that's why it was important that you went out there and you didn't just take 2 or 3, you swept the White Sox. Not take, you know, a split in the series with the Tigers. You go out there and you take a minimum of 3 or 4, because it's going to get much more difficult as we get further and further into this month.
Right, and pressure amounts for everyone involved when the playoffs are on the line. Like, it's real fun and real lackadaisical to play baseball in June or in May, March, April. Yeah, May. You're playing baseball in May. And it's, you know, one of those sort of, you know, situations. You're in August. You're 11 games over 500. You're 60-49. There are not a lot of games left in the season, but that goes for everybody. And you're starting to kind of see the separation from the teams that have a chance and the teams that don't. Tampa Bay just got, I think, blown out by Miami yesterday. That's probably a team that they think to themselves, half their roster isn't even here, yet they lost. That's a bad loss for Tampa Bay. Boston's on your trail. They're still 2 games back. But you handle business in Detroit, go 3 out of 4, come back home, play Boston, win 2 out of 3. You can then start to separate yourself from other teams that are trying to vie for that other playoff spot.
You kind of went into Jerry Jones there a little bit. Separate.
Separate. And the other thing that's key about this is that it seems like the main focal point is the division itself. Mm-hmm. Still have a ton of games left against Cleveland, still have a ton of games against Minnesota. I've already said one of the best 4-day stretches in Kansas City is coming up. September 5th, you play Baltimore and the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the Royals versus Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So when all those people are like, well, what am I going to do with the Chiefs game on Sunday? Well, you've got Red Zone, and you've also got the Royals playing Minnesota in what could be the solidification of the number 2 spot in the wild card, or who's going to be that close to Cleveland.
Or you could just, you know, spend time with your family or do something else. Like, you know, just because sports isn't on doesn't mean there's nothing to do, which in this town it kind of does, because I saw the ratings for the Olympics. Like, we were number 8 in the country. Mm. What if we didn't have sports? What would people in this town do? What would we do without sports in Kansas City?
Like, in general, like watch and play?
Just in like with life, because anytime that there's a sporting event on, we watch. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, this town watches everything.
There'd be a lot of Netflix binging.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, we didn't have sports, and everybody was an expert on the Tiger King.
That is true. We did kind of wrap our hands around that for a while.
You know what I mean?
Like, I was looking at the Olympic ratings yesterday. We're number 8 in the country in this thing. Like, we just consume sports like it's nobody's business. Like, what would we do if it was taken away? It is our thing here in Kansas City, and that's great, obviously. But I was like, man, we just watch sports. What would happen to sports? Oh, wait, we did have sports go away for a while. We watched marble racing.
Yeah, we watched horse racing on, like, metal boards. If you were watching, like, the Barstool guys, like, they would do that. We watched people, like, live stream video games. Like, man. I don't know. I think that's – and we can kind of piggyback on this a little bit later, but I can tell you I think sports are – equally shared in a household, because I think that everybody has a different way they view them. I think my dad watches it and he's over analytical. Like, he's like, why is this guy hitting in the 8th? All right, Dad, well, if not him, then who? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my stepmom will watch him. Oh, I really like this guy. He's really fun to watch. I enjoy watching him hit, you know, and all that sort of stuff. My sister watched it because she loves drama. The Royals are perfect for that.
Yeah,
right.
Like, yeah.
29 come from behind wins. She enjoys it. I watch it because it's part of my job. I want to be able to have some sort of knowledge when I talk about it. So I think that's why we don't really know. And, like, you could tell people, like, you're like, oh, I don't like baseball. The minute it becomes competitive, people love baseball.
Oh, people love baseball in this town. The people just don't like the fact that it's been losing baseball for a long time. And I don't blame them for that. I think we've gotten to that point where we're not going to waste our time with stuff that doesn't bring us joy. Mm-hmm. And if the baseball, like last year, I don't know that I watched one pitch of the season last year. I'm not, you know,
really?
I'm not going to watch that. Why? What's the point, right?
I don't know.
And so, you know, I think we've all gotten to kind of that point. If it's not good, we don't have to watch. But like what am I going to do? The Chiefs aren't playing on Sunday. There's a lot to do out there, especially, right. you know, go to a kid's game or something, or, you know, fix a meal or do something that you never like normally wouldn't do, or watch the Royals.
Yeah. And the Royals this weekend, they play 4 against Detroit. You get Lugo tonight versus Montero, who is 1-4 with a 6.38 ERA. And then tomorrow's the big one. Friday night, you get Cole Reagans versus Scooble. You don't like watching people do jumping jacks?
No.
And then Saturday, I think is Lorenzen's debut.
Yeah.
And then Sunday would be Michael Wacha. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've officially announced all that yet, but I know that's the rotation order. And then what's great about Boston coming to town Monday night, you're getting the guy who we saw yesterday, who, in my opinion, really showed a lot of encouragement, a lot of growth. And that's Brady Singer, who now has a 2.88 ERA.
Yep.
And to let you know how good that is, Seth Lugo, who's been fantastic ERA, one of the top leaders all year, has a 2.66,
mm-hmm.
right? And Brady Singer got roughed up in the second inning. I'm like, oh, man, because we were talking about in the room.
He did that yesterday. He got tied at three, and I almost sent you a text, but I'm like, I'm not going to pull a Dusty here and say, oh, this is over.
No, but I told you.
Because it's the White Sox.
Because I told you guys, like, I bet on Brady Singer today, and watch, this will be the start where he throws 70 pitches in three innings and gets pulled. And he gave up three runs in the second. I'm like, oh, gosh. But he had a seven-pitch first inning, and then he just kind of went in order. I think at one point retired 15 of 16 batters and went seven innings again, another quality start. The Royals continue to do this. And one thing that's great about leading to this playoff push is you get to lean on your MVP candidate. You get to lean on your captain, Salvador Perez. You get to lean on your cool, calm, collected head coach or coach in Matt and Acatrero. And not only that, you have a entire rotation that at any moment, one guy could literally step up and be like, I'm the ace of the staff. And you have three of those guys. You have a new guy joining rotation, and your bullpen has been pieced together, and it's all because of the confidence and the knowledge and the know-it-all with your GM and J.J. Pegula.
I think what am I trying to say here?
I don't know.
The 2.88 ERA for Brady Singer, that was one of those that kind of took me by surprise yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm not a stat guy. I'm not really paying attention all that much to, you know, the numbers. And then I saw the 2.88 ERA for Brady Singer, and I'm like, damn, this guy is dialed in. And I bet him to win the Cy Young Award last year, right? Mm-hmm. I should have bet that money this year for him to win the Cy Young Award, because with a 2.88 ERA, you've got to be in that kind of conversation, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, an ERA under three in this day and age in Major League Baseball for a starting pitcher on August 1st is ridiculous. It really is. And to have two guys in your rotation with ERAs under three. Like, I know we talk Bobby Witt and how great he is, and Salvi, and everybody loves that guy as well. But why aren't we talking about this rotation right now? Like, is that rotation getting enough love around Major League Baseball? Because if you have two guys in your rotation with an ERA under three, you find me the team that's going to beat you in a seven-game series when you're rolling those two guys out there two times apiece. It just isn't going to happen.
No doubt about it. The text line says it's Seattle. Seattle's a team. They're 3.5 games behind the Royals for the third spot. Boston, 2 games behind. Tampa Bay, 4.5. After that, it doesn't matter unless Detroit were to have a miraculous sweep, because after that, it's an 8-game deficit for Detroit, and everybody else below that's way out of contention.
And quite honestly, I'm not even worried about Tampa that's sitting at 4.5 back. Who was the one right ahead of them at
Seattle?
Four,
Seattle. 3.5.
So they're battling Houston for the wild card, or for the division lead. So that's one to kind of keep an eye on. But I think Boston really right now, to me, is the team that you need to keep at arm's length and continue to scoreboard watch and see what Boston is doing over these next 4 days as well. And then obviously Boston comes here, and that's going to be the biggest series we've seen at Kauffman Stadium in quite some time.
I mean,
that's been a huge series.
Monday,
man.
Tuesday,
huge.
Wednesday. Cleveland leads the Central. Baltimore leads the East, and Houston leads the West. And then the wild card, Yankees have a 4.5 game lead over Minnesota and Kansas City. Maybe we're not talking enough about that. The Yankees only have a 4.5 game lead over the Twins and the Royals.
Right. Again, putting it into perspective how good this ball club is playing, I think sometimes it gets lost. And then when you put it like that, it's like, okay, not making the playoffs this year would be a major disappointment, would be a major fail now that we've gotten this far. You've gotten this far, finished the deal, closed this thing off. Anything else would be unacceptable at this point in time.
Cody and Gold will be live in St. Joe today as Chiefs camp continues to roll through. We visit what happened yesterday. It was a very morbid day for Chiefs camp. I would have gotten everybody off the field immediately. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. Back in on Fesco in the morning. We are 40 minutes away from Friday. First Friday is coming up. I've never done First Fridays. Maybe I should do that. That's my goal, is to start doing things in the public that I normally haven't done.
Oh.
Bring it in. I want to go to the farmer's market on Saturday. I think I'm going to do that.
All right.
Friday night, I'm going to take it a little easy, so don't judge me when I have just a few beers. I got a big day Saturday.
What are you trying to say? You're not going to get all jacked up with us on Friday night?
Come on, man. I don't know if I'm going to get jacked up. I got a big day Saturday. Got to go to Home Depot. Got to you know, do some other stuff as well.
Busy. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we might get, anyways.
Jello shots already made, Dusty.
Jello shots?
Are you bringing Jello shots? Yeah, I'm having the fellas over to the house on Friday for a little team bonding, all right? Mm. Just found out my wife's going to the concert with my other daughter. My other daughter's going to a pool party.
Mm-hmm. On Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I want to go to a pool party. Brady Singer is the 7th best pitcher in baseball. I'm just reading the text.
Thank you.
That's what it said. It was in all caps.
Are they yelling at us or yelling in celebration that he's the 7th best pitcher in baseball?
That's not really something I would celebrate. Top five? Sure. Your GPA was the 137th highest in your class of 485.
Cool.
Man, that
is that what you were?
Me.
Is that what you were? One?
No. I don't know the exact number, but I think I was in like, if there were 495 kids in my class, I think there was more. I think I was like 350. And my dad just goes, well, at least you weren't last or bottom 10.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, you knew I wasn't going to be the valedictorian, so don't worry about it.
I was talking to somebody the other day who's in charge of doing a lot of hiring, and this person told me, he's like, just graduate. Nobody cares about your GPA.
Well, that's what's weird is they don't talk about GPA. Like, when I got hired here, John wasn't like, you're on the dean's list in college, but you barely made the list in high school. I don't know if we can hire you.
Yeah.
It was more so, do you have a car? Yes. Can you drive? Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you show up to work on time? Yes. And can you run a board? I don't know. Well, we're going to find out. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the team.
That's right. Can you drive?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah. Do you know how to operate a car? Like, Alex never would have gotten the job if that was the first question for him.
Didn't he drive your car?
Josh's car.
Josh's car.
That's first right. Car he drove. Josh's car to pick me up with the bloody naked man. So, yeah, Alex never would have been able to have a job here if that was the first. Can you drive? No, I cannot.
Guys, I was 108 out of 120 in my class. Haha, now I make 90K a year. Yeah, see? Take that, Principal Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to need to have a good GPA so you can get a good job.
Right. Did you guys panic at all yesterday seeing Nick Bolton, seeing Kadarius Toney once again? Nick Bolton, the left arm, that's the one that's given him trouble all his career, at least the last 2 years, I should say. And then Kadarius Toney, I think we might have jinxed it. Like, just stay on the practice field. Try to show that you can stay healthy. Kadarius Toney entered the tent, walked over there on his own control, but then left on the cart. We'll find out today who's going to be missing and who's not going to be at practice. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there's two things here. Two key things that I noticed. We talked about signing yesterday. There were four players, Creed Humphrey, Harrison Bucker, Trey Smith, and Nick Bolton. The other thing we talked about was how many receivers make the team, and can Kadarius Toney make this team or will he get cut? Those types of things, no matter how you want to look at it, shape it or make it, affect the future of where this team decides to go with money. Because if there's one thing we've ever known, that's Brett Veach knows exactly how to handle a salary cap. Yep. And if you continuously get hurt or you can't be productive, they will go find people who will. Any concern or more concern for one or the other?
I'm not concerned about Kadarius Toney at all, because Kadarius Toney being injured only hurts himself, because I think him and Sky Moore both had to go out there and make this team this year. Okay. And the one report that I heard about Kadarius Toney was, hey, staying healthy. That's a good thing. And then he gets immediately hurt after that. So,
yeah, thanks, coach.
So he's the guy that, like, you're hurt right now. Are you hurt or are you injured? Because if you're in the tent, you know, you're putting yourself at a disservice. I don't think Kadarius Toney missing time right now, quite honestly, guys, and maybe you guys disagree, is really impacting this team at all. Like, I think Kadarius Toney is a roster guy right now. I don't think he's a guy that anybody is really counting on to be a difference maker for this team this year. So his injury is like, well, it's just typical Kadarius. He's always hurt. The Bolton injury does concern me, though, because, like, I love him. You know, like, he's been a great replacement, fill in, however you want to call it, for DJ, right? Like, DJ was the freaking man here, the leading tackler in franchise history. And you know, over the years having DJ on the show, he became a big fan of Nick Bolton, always talked about Nick Bolton as well, because Nick Bolton's a lot like DJ. Like, you don't necessarily notice it during the game, but you look at the end of the game and he's always double digit in tackles. He's always around the football. And I think he's a big part of what this defense wants to do. He's obviously the green dotter and all that kind of stuff. So I think he plays a very big role on this team. I hate the fact that he's banged up right now, especially coming off the injury from last season and kind of getting to that contract time for Nick Bolton. Like, I want to see him go out there and dominate. So hopefully it's not an injury that's going to, you know, prevent him from playing in 35 days when we open against the Ravens. But I don't want to see Nick Bolton miss any practice. Like, he's genuinely a guy that I root for, like, both personally and professionally. I really like this kid a lot, and I think he could be a Derek Johnson 2.0 if he's able to stay healthy.
Is this just something that's going to nag him for a while? I mean, this has been year,
same arm, right?
Over a year now?
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, guys. I mean, you start to see it over the years, and you start to, you know, watch sports as long as I have, and you start to see these injuries, and you just go, well, this is going to be one of those that he's never going to be able to get over. And you're always going to have the what ifs with these guys. And you know, like Kadarius Toney, there'll always be a what if he never got injured. Or Nick Bolton, what if he never got injured? Or Mondi, what if he never got injured? Like, most of these athletes that reach the professional levels and get phased out, you always have to wonder what if they didn't suffer that injury or this injury. Like, the injury thing, you just can't plan for. You've got to find a way to navigate it the best you can. But some guys just end up getting hurt more than others, and their careers end up becoming short because they don't get the opportunity to go out there and play because they're always hurt. I hope that's not Nick Bolton. I hope this is just a boo-boo and he's able to go back out there and he's ready to roll.
Speaking of people who are back, Charles Omenihue is out watching practice with just a leg sleeve on his surgically repaired knee.
Oh.
Assume he's probably going to be back in the middle of the season.
Good.
Good to see a picture of him. Again, Cody and Gold live broadcasting live in St. Joe, 10 to 2 here on this radio station, 610 Sports KC. I'm a little concerned because it's interesting that that's your team captain on defense. And one thing that I don't like to see is the captain continuously hurt.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be the leader. And again, it's unfortunate. But again, it's one of those things where, like, is this going to continue to linger? Like Max says, it's the same arm. It's the same wrist. It's the same elbow. And it's like, this guy's got to avoid that sort of thing because that's your run stopper. That's your leader. That's your stopgap in the middle at middle linebacker. The Kadarius Toney thing, come on, we knew it was going to happen. Last year he got hurt in the first day of practice on punt returns without pads.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got hurt because he got hit. It's an ankle injury. They, you know, maybe it was a hard hit. I don't know. But the thing that concerns with Nick Bolton is that it's like, okay, maybe this is just a scuff. Maybe this will be, you know, a couple of days and he's back. It's the first time it's really happened in camp this year, and we'll move on. The only thing that I concern with is that that's your team captain on defense, and if they're consistently hurt, it, you know, kind of makes the question of like, okay, well, now this guy calls plays when he's out. We like the way that this goes. This guy's in, he's not. We got used to this, and then the guy comes back, and it's like, we're not all on the same page.
Well, what also adds to that, too, is having Justin Reed out at this point in time as well. Because, you know, that guy's your back-end captain, right? He sees the whole field. And so you got him out. You got Nick Bolton out. You know, you got Derek Nottie on the pup list, Charles Omenihue on the pup list right now. So you've got some guys with names that aren't there right now. Like, again, we're 5 weeks away from the opener. We're sure plenty of time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time out there and plenty of time for these guys to heal. And Nick Bolton may be out there today being just fine, and this has all been a wasted conversation. But having him down and having Justin Reed down, those are two big pieces right now of your defense that as of 9:29 in the morning aren't part of your defense right now. And you want to get those guys back. You want to start getting ready and gearing up, you know, for the start of the season with the preseason a week from Saturday and all that kind of stuff. We're getting closer and closer and closer. And as we talked about with Joe Burrow, he hasn't thrown a pass yet, you know, in training camp. You don't want to see the same thing happening with the Chiefs defense where nobody's played together. And here we are on the 5th of September. And now everybody's playing together for the first time. So hopefully these guys heal and get back. But, you know, Reed and Bolton down, man, those are two big key injuries to kind of keep an eye on as we start to move forward.
I mean, how many guys behind Bolton are known entities? We got Drew Tranquil and Leo Chenal. Like both those players, confident in both of them to be stopgaps for, you know, let's say it's a month or something. But past those two guys,
right? You look at the depth chart; those three are your starters.
That's it.
You look behind them; you've got a guy named Cam Jones. You've got a guy named Jack Cochran who played a little bit last year.
Yep, he's all right.
Cole Christensen, and then a guy that I'm rooting to make the team, Swayze Bozeman.
Patrick's brother.
Yes. Yes.
Swayze Bozeman.
You buying his jersey?
Number 55. It's a good number.
Ooh, nice.
The question with Bolton is if there was a game tomorrow, would he play? That we don't know.
We don't know. Good thing there's not.
Yeah. That's why get these out of the way as fast as possible and don't let them happen in the regular season.
But it's not like you can get the injury out of your system.
If
he gets now, or guarantees he's going to be healthy all year long, we'd sign up for every day of that, right?
Right. We can dive more into Chiefs camp, more into Royals, and then there is a special concert tonight and tomorrow that could have a famous face with them. We'll debate on
and some breaking news to get to.
That's
my
exactly
goodness.
Right. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, 610 Sports Radio, Fesco in the morning. What's your breaking news you want to let the people know?
I am going to let the people know. Somebody is reporting out of the 816 that the Wienermobile is at Hy-Vee today, Shawnee Mission Parkway in Flum.
Flum?
So if you're out that way, stop by Hy-Vee and get yourself some good stuff for the weekend. I'll tell you what. Got some stuff there. Made some tomato sauce at the Hy-Vee the other day. Got the fresh tomatoes, the fresh onions.
Make a nice grilled cheese tomato soup?
No, I did not. Made a good tomato sauce. Hy-Vee's got everything I need, man. Those people rock.
I'll make a damn grilled cheese any time of the day, any time of the night.
What kind of cheese would you use for that?
Smoked Gouda.
All right.
Ooh, wow.
Because Munster is the perfect melting cheese. I was having this conversation with my friend Paul this morning. We were discussing cheeses and how they melt. Because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Munster is the perfect melting cheese.
Is this during the rotation?
during which rotation are we talking about?
Okay, the way you're blinking your eyes, you know damn well what I mean.
No, this is about 3:45 this morning. We're having the conversation over cheese that melts. And if you're doing burgers on the grill and you want that perfect cheese to encase your entire burger, throw a slice of Munster on there. It melts down and cascades down the side of the burger and encases the burger. It is a delicious cheese.
I would say that you thin slice provolone.
That's a good one. Yeah, that is a good one as well. But it has to be that thin,
gotta be thin
slice provolone.
And for some reason, the fake-ass Velveeta square cheese always melts perfectly, too. Like, it's a square when it goes on, but when it comes off, it's just completely like it's blanketed the burger.
Yeah,
because we did Philly cheesesteaks the other night on the Blackstone. I used thin slice
pepper jack.
Mm-hmm.
You got about 10 seconds, and then it's perfect.
Perfect, yeah. That's all you need. Thin sliced cheese is too much. So, but the thin sliced Munster encases the burger like it's nobody's business. Give it a try. Get it at the Hy-Vee. Check out the Wienermobile there as well. They're reporting it's at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Flem. Go Hy-Vee!
I think my three favorite cheeses would be smoked Gouda, Havarti, and blue cheese crumbles. That'd be my three favorites.
Where are you putting the blue cheese crumbles?
On a burger with Heinz 57 sauce called a black and blue burger.
All right. Yeah, so you're doing it on the burger. Oh, yeah. Our friend Jimmy Fassler's out there at the Hy-Vee. Just sent me a picture of the Wienermobile. Jimmy.
Sending wiener pics to Bob Fesco at 9:38, and at 3:45 he gets cheese conversations. Must be a nice life. Tonight, first night of two, Morgan Wallen's going to be in town.
Okay.
It's Relevant How. So he does this thing where
it's a huge show that like 70,000 people are going to be at two nights in a row, allegedly in Kansas City. Like it's a big deal.
In a stadium built in Kansas City that brings money and tax money to the city.
Right. Yeah. That's a huge deal. Huge. Yeah.
So one thing that Morgan Wallen will do is he'll bring a celebrity that's local that has ties to the city. Is it Mahomes tonight or Mahomes tomorrow?
Well, I was asked about tomorrow night because my family's going to be there. I turned it down because I'm hanging out with you guys tomorrow. So I'm going to say Mahomes tomorrow night.
And then tonight is...
Taylor Swift.
No way. I don't think she's anywhere near this place.
George?
I feel like tonight's Mahomes.
What's the practice schedule like, though?
Tomorrow? I bet it's a 10-10-10.
Is it a 10-10?
I bet tomorrow is.
But you give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. 10-10 news.
No, but I could see it being both nights, maybe Mahomes and Kelsey, but I don't believe that to
be
true.
I don't think they're going to be there for either night.
I think one will be there, if not two, one night.
I think this is training camp, though. I think this is like they flipped the switch. Like if this was a July concert, maybe.
Yeah.
You think Andy's going to let them go to Morgan Wallen tonight?
Yes, because it's Mahomes. If it was like Sky Moore's like, hey, Morgan Wallen wants me to come today. He's like, yeah, no way. Your ass needs to be down here or up here in St. Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, don't. But I think the thing that's weird about that is like if it can't be Bobby Witt because he's in Detroit.
They're in Detroit.
So there's no Royals player available.
Right.
Who else would it be if it's not Mahomes? Because he's going to have somebody. Who's the local celebrity that would else be if it's not Mahomes or Kelsey? Or maybe since Arrowhead's built differently than like outdoor venues that maybe there isn't one. But I doubt it.
Yeah. If that's his thing, then you've got to do something like that, right?
Because Drake does it. He comes down the rafters and the stairs with like when he was in Boston, he did it with Jason Tatum.
Right.
And this is one where it's just like it's
because it's not an off season now for our sports. You know, it's not like our NBA players can come over, our NHL players can come over because, well, we don't have those teams.
Right.
I don't know. That's a good one to think about because
I can't imagine. I mean, we don't have an NBA team. We don't have a hockey team. We don't really have any, like, celebrity. I mean, maybe it's, like, Paul Rudd. But I don't know if Paul Rudd's into, like,
here or
I don't
know, you know.
At his mom's house having a kegger.
Right. And scene. Yeah. Frank White will be his guest.
Somebody says Caitlin Clark comes down because she's a Chiefs fan.
One. That would be a great one.
I would
actually because the WNBA is not playing right now, and the Olympics, you know, shamefully left her off the roster.
Somebody says Tech Nine.
Could be.
That'd be a collab I'd like to see.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, Tech N9ne alluded to something that he was doing a collab with somebody when he was on with us last. So maybe it's Morgan Wallen.
I wish I would have gone to that Tech N9ne Symphony concert at the Kauffman Center.
Oh, that would have been cool.
They did like all of his, like a lot of his songs in like symphony form. I'd have gotten in a tux.
Yeah. What about it? What about if it's Clark?
I mean, that's awesome.
Clark walks out with the Super Bowl trophy.
Oh, that'd be kind of tight.
Right? That'd be cool. What if it's Andy?
You think Andy's leaving St. Joe to go to Morgan Wallen concert if Mahomes and Kelsey can't go? Lead by example?
Here's what he says.
Yeah.
You can go, but I'm going with you.
Yeah. I just don't know if that's his scene. I feel like if it was like, I don't know, maybe older country, like if it was Brooks and Dunn.
Maybe he'd go.
I feel like Andy's like, yeah, I'm going to go make sure I see Neon Moon.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody says Brian Busby.
That'd be good, yeah.
Somebody
Please,
says,
Lord, not Melissa. Yeah, not Melissa Etheridge. God, no.
I don't think she's going to be there.
Ugh.
What's wrong with Melissa Etheridge?
I think her Chiefs songs suck. They are just awful.
Overreaction, underreaction, Xavier.
Probably Big Lou, because he likes Morgan, too.
I do
like
nice.
That one. Yeah, Big Lou could be the celebrity guest.
Yeah. We don't see a lot of Lou names anymore. Obviously, the best Lou name of all time is Lou Collins. But I want to bring this up because are we having overreactions or underreactions to the two things we've seen from Xavier Worthy in camp? The connection with Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, he's beating guys like Trent McDuffie. Mm-hmm. He's getting over the top of Brian Cook, all those sort of things. Or are we over or underreacting to the physical contact where they're showing guys just blowing Xavier Worthy up on this on the line of down?
Dude got blown up yesterday pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude got blown up yesterday pretty good.
Welcome to the league, kid. Like twice on one play, yep. Right? Like he was like a ping pong ball yesterday. I think there's more in that that you can take from than him catching the deep pass. And what I mean by that is now he's going to learn how to not get his ass kicked at the line of scrimmage, right? He goes over the top, makes a great catch. Nagy's excited. The crowd's excited. Everybody's having fun. That's great. What did you learn from that?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you get your ass kicked that play. What are you going to learn? All right, I got to understand how my center of gravity works. I got to have my head on a swivel. Like, that's a growing moment, I think, for Xavier Worthy out there, because you always learn more from your failures than you do from your successes. Uh-huh. So I look at Xavier Worthy and I say, that's the greatest thing that could have happened to him, because everybody's celebrating all these deep passes and everybody's giving him all this love. Uh-huh. And then that one goes out there yesterday. Everybody's like, ooh, that wasn't any good. But if I'm Xavier Worthy, I'm looking at that going, all right, why did that happen? How do I not let that happen again? What do I need to do to make sure that doesn't happen? I'm talking to other wide receivers. I'm talking to my coach. I'm seeing what they say. Like, to me, I think that's the biggest learning moment that Xavier Worthy has experienced so far since he's been here in Kansas City, because the last thing you want to do is opening day against the Ravens, line up like that, get hit like a ping pong ball, and the whole play's shot.
Yeah, maybe that's one of those things where Spags and Nagy are on the same page where it's like, hey, have Chenault just absolutely light this
Could
guy.
Be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let him get introduced to it, because, you know, there's guys on the other side of teams that are going to absolutely go after the fast. We saw the Tyreek.
That's what I was like. Yep. That throat punch to Tyreek Hill by L'Jarius Sneed is what I just witnessed these guys doing to Xavier Worthy out there on the field. And so I think it's a good way to kind of get your feet wet, if you will, into the NFL to know what's about to come. Because, like, in this league, they always say, well, if he just gets into space and he can run. There's no space in the NFL anymore. No. Everybody's fast. Everybody can deliver a hit. Everybody can destroy you at the line of scrimmage, right? He didn't see that in college going against Baylor or some other, you know, USC or USF or whatever, you know, Big 12 schools out there. You're not getting that type of defense played against you. He's never had to experience that before. That was his welcome to the NFL moment yesterday.
Right. And I think that those are things that when you look back on the season and you hear like interviews with maybe Xavier Worthy, where it's like, where did you learn to like kind of avoid the physical contact or like how to get away from the physical contact? And it's like, well, camp, like they lit my ass up and I got used to it. I learned how to like kind of like, you know, let's see if, okay, like, you know, you tell your defense, hey, Worthy, you know, get him. Let's see if he can figure out how to put a move on a guy and then get around it. Because we know he has God-gifted speeds, fast guy in the league, according to his 40 time in the combine. So it's like, yeah, that's all great and stuff. But, like, we know that if you can get around that, that's one less guy you have to worry about, because his main job was to take you out of the line of scrimmage. That then opens up things for Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco. It lets Patrick Mahomes kind of know ahead of time, who's so smart when it comes to plays. Hey, that guy's going to try to chip you. I'm going to change the play. And that's where I think it's so interesting to have Xavier Worthy, and people say, oh, speed's overrated. No. Hold my beer. If you have somebody going out of their way to
Who's
make sure
saying
he's
speed is overrated, because I don't want to hear another opinion from that person on anything.
Well, I'm saying, like, people think the 40 time is overrated at the combine because it's just judging speed, but where it's like, okay, but that guy has that speed, so now I know that we can use him, we can implicate into our offense. And then when somebody's like focused on somebody like an Xavier Worthy, the guy that almost had 1,000 yards as a rookie last year, Rashee Rice, goes right over the top, and it's like, now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And when you give Mahomes those types of options, or you give Mahomes a second to see what you know you're going to do, because you're going to have to see that quickly because of how quick Xavier Worthy is, if you're going to chip him at the line of scrimmage, this is where he can learn that. And that's why I think it's an overreaction to see him get his ass kicked, because one, he's a rookie. There's part of hazing. Now it's more so, to give it a fraternity kind of standpoint, it's more of a balanced man syndrome. Like, we're not duct taping guys to the goalposts and putting
ice. Which is a shame. I used to love those moments at training camp back in the day.
Welcome to 2024, Bob. And
it was a good bonding thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think bonding over Rotel dip and buffalo chicken dip is a little bit better than getting tied to a goalpost full with ice down your chest. But again, these are where
you
learn
what we
these
do
things.
To Mac tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Ew. I'm good.
I'm busy now, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna have like Bob's gonna have like a sacrifice rooster.
Yeah.
And it coming, he's gonna look like a tribal chief from WWE. But I do think that there's a little bit of an overreaction when it comes to the deep passes. I think that's great and everything. But again, like,
how many of those do you think we're going to see this year?
Over under four and a half.
I was going to set it at 3.5.
Okay. I'd say over under 4.5. I would take the over slightly because in 17 weeks, I would assume they're not going to play the last week because they're going to win every game 72-0.
Right.
According to you, I would say we see at least one in the first game.
Oh God. Yes.
I think we see.
Are we talking just to Xavier long
over
ball?
Top, long
Xavier
ball over the top. Like
for the whole season, 3.5 or 4.5.
Yeah. I'm taking the over slightly. I think we see 5.
No,
over that. Too.
Track it. What do you want to use for the yardage? 50 or more yards?
Yeah, it's got to be a bomb. And I think a bomb is classified as at least like 45
yards. But with Mahomes,
yards.
Like a 50-yard pass, like there's not enough space. He could throw that out of the end zone very easily. So let's set it right now. Let's pick like yardage, let's say 55 yards from the 45 or the other.
Okay, that's long. Okay.
So on the other side of the 50.
The other side of the 50.
For a touchdown over the top.
Yeah, 55 or more yards, touchdown over the top. I'm going to set the over-under at 4.5. I bet you we get the under.
Air yards?
No, just the total just, play, you know, whatever it is. The when they say 79-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes to Worthy, you know.
Yeah, I think it's slightly over. I think it could be 5, maybe 6. I think it's interesting to see, because here's the other thing, too. Haven't seen it in a while.
That's right.
You know,
I know it's their goal to do it a lot this year, but.
And it's still there. I mean, it's still there. But also, you have, like, Hollywood Brown who could do that.
Yeah.
Right? You have McCole Hardman who could be a sneaky flex in that, where it's like everybody shifts to the left side. All of a sudden, McCole Hardman wheels around. It's like, there's 17 or 12, whatever his number is now.
Right.
So I would take the over, but it's not, like, a massive one. It's like, five, I think Max saying it's going to be, like, 9 or 10 plays, but I think it'll be, like, maybe.
Now, are we counting, like, a broken defensive play where they go for 70 yards on a screen pass?
No, over the top.
Okay.
Got to be over the top.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Over the top.
Yeah, I'd say 7 or 8. Yeah, once every other game. That's
wow. All right.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot. I think we set these numbers like the 10 sack number. People think, oh, he's got to have at least 10 sacks.
It's a lot of sacks.
And then you look at how many people actually had 10 sacks last year, and it's like a list of 4. It's not long at all, right?
I just think this is the best skill group Mahomes has ever had. I think it's the deepest group Mahomes has ever had. I think they're going to be able to torch people on defense. And people overreact in this Xavier Worthy thing. Think, yeah, he's a rookie, small wide receiver who got pushed to the ground. The best wide receiver in the league, second best wide receiver in the league. Like, as you guys mentioned, got pushed to the ground in the playoff game. It's going to happen. And fine, if you want to come press Xavier Worthy and Marquise
Brown,
like the
greatest
Rasheed
wide
Rice,
receiver we've ever seen in Kansas City, got his ass handed to him in the
destroyed.
Playoff game. Yeah.
Yeah, so come press Rice, come press Brown, come press Worthy, come press Kelsey. I love it.
No doubt about it.
Death sentence.
Somebody on the 913 says, don't forget about the deep safety, though, guys, how they shut down Tyreek. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you have 3 different variations of offense over the last 5 years you can implicate into your playbook, and it's like, oh, they're going underneath. And then Mahomes does the wink and, you know, yells out Kermit the Frog and sends him deep. Again, tonight, Morgan Wallen in town for night 1 of 2 shows. Who's walking out with Morgan Wallen? Wrong answers only. Somebody from the 816 says Josh Klingler's available.
That's exactly right, man.
I would lose my mind.
What would you do if Kling walks out, right?
I mean, probably start crying. I'd be like, damn it, Kling, there you go. Cody Tapp probably thinks it should be him.
Yeah, there is that, yeah.
Brian Busby is another one that came on the text line a couple times of who is going to walk out with Morgan Wallen. I think it's going to be Mahomes. I'm pretty sure Mahomes will be there tonight. I think he gets the pass. Because I don't know what practice is like tomorrow. I don't know what the setup is. But it's Mahomes and Kelsey tonight. I'd almost put my money on it.
Mahomes, both?
I think so.
Ooh. So let's just say it's one or the other. Which gets a bigger reaction? Gets the crowd more ruckus? Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I was at Luke Combs, and Mahomes came on stage and shotgunned a beer, and the crowd went nuts.
Yes.
And he had a cowboy hat on. And then they sang a Brooks and Dunn song, and I went nuts.
That's
they sang Brand New Man. I didn't care if it was Combs or Mahomes. I was just like, let's do this.
Yeah.
I love Brooks and Dunn, dude. Somebody says, maybe it's Post Malone. Not a chance.
Well.
Maybe it's Jared Allen. Good wrong answer only.
That's a good one, though. Like, if Jared was still playing, that would be cool, though. If Jared comes back for that, that would be wild.
He just, like, hogties Morgan Wallen on stage.
Yeah. Like, Jared Allen's the perfect answer to that question, actually.
He also has the perfect retirement send-off.
Yeah.
He
it
just
was really
rode
good.
His cowboy. He just
literally
rode
into the sunset.
Like, how perfect was that? I'm like, damn it, Jared. Why did you have to leave Kansas City? I mean, I know why, but that's because, well.
Yeah, it was time.
Yeah, well, and other factors.
Frank White coming in again. That'd more Frank so White. Billy. Billy's not going to be here for that. No.
Post loves Mahomes and Kelsey. Yeah, but I mean, I think he's kind of doing his own thing. Bobby could fly in Superman and fly back to Detroit same day.
The
nothing
problem
he can't do.
Is
well, the game's at 5:40.
Yeah, the game time, because I've thought about that, right? Like if it was a day game, potentially you could do that private jet, you know, executive airshare get you here. It's again, not going to be Bam Morris.
We're bringing up these names because it is the Morgan Waller Night One concert. He always brings a celebrity or somebody. Somebody says Mayor Q.
No, L's not going to be there. No.
What do you have is Creed Humphrey could be one. I don't know.
Creed would be a good one, too, though.
That'd be funny if, like, the whole offensive line was there and they're just, like, pushing forward for Morgan Wallen to get out. Yeah. Ned Yost is going to be at Morgan Wallen.
I like that.
Nick Schwartz smoking a dart.
No
with Morgan
question.
Wallen.
Yeah.
Governor Kelly saying, welcome to the old. I'll show you the new. it's easy to get hated. That's funny. See what this is? This is not going to be here the next time you come into
enjoy
a concert.
Enjoy this concert, because the next time we're going to have a dome with air conditioning.
So, yeah, look at your phone tonight. If you're not at the concert, if you are, be safe. Hydrate. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I can't
seriously, hydrate your ass off on this one,
man. Yeah, I mean, dude,
man.
It's okay. It's fun to drink at concerts, but it's better to stay there and drink. Somebody says George Brett.
George could be there.
Trey Smith. Falls, baby, Rocky Top, Morgan Wallen.
Love it.
Either way, check your phone. We'll see what celebrity is. Also, check yourself every once in a while. Go do nice things for people. And it's cool to care. You never know. It can change their day, week, month, or year. Guys, let's wrap this week up tomorrow. We'll do it again. Fesco, Maury, Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. Cody and Gold, up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.